Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. The ceremony in which the moon worshippers offer human sacrifice to their hideous idol of the moon god is now underway. The high priest, standing before the huge sacrificial altar, awaits while his assistants bind Lil hand and foot and carry her to be placed on the altar. The hysterical chants of the natives and wild rhythmic beat of the drums rise to a mighty crescendo as the assistants of the high priest slowly ascend the steps and place Lil carefully on the altar. The high priest signals for silence. A hush falls upon the scene as he slowly raises the gleaming sacrificial knife and intones the prayer of sacrifice to the hideous idol.
Look down, O most mighty one, and receive this, the humble sacrifice of thy faithful children. True to the ancient custom of our ancestors, we have gathered here in humble worship to fulfill the promise made when thy sign appears in the sky and to offer unto thee the sacrifice. Receive it now, O mighty one, and bless thy faithful people now and forever. I offer now the sacrifice. Behold, the holy blade strikes in thy name.
Lil, Lil, it's me, Jim. I'm inside this idol. Are you all right?
Yes, Jim. Was I scared? I thought my time was up. We're just in time. That ugly long knife was raised above me, ready to fall. I'm bound hand and foot. I can't move.
Lie perfectly still. It'll soon be all over.
Lil, Lil, look out.
Oh, Nala, oh, Nala. The mighty one shall not be denied. Though his holy servant has been struck down, the sacrifice shall be made. The mighty one must be served. I, old Nala, shall serve. Strike with the knife.
Lil! 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 Lil, answer me. What's happened?
I'm all right. Old Nala picked up the knife and started toward me, but she was struck down with an arrow in her back.
That was Polo. He planted up one of those trees.
Well, looks as though I'm safe now. The little tricks were too much for those superstitious natives. They must think their mighty one, the moon god, struck down the high priest in Onala. They're heading for the jungles at top speed.
That was a desperate chance to take. We were working awfully close to danger, but it was the only way.
Well, how about getting out of that idol and untying me? I'm trussed up here like a Thanksgiving turkey ready for the oven.
Okay, Lil. I'll be there in a few moments. Quite a little trick to get out of this thing. Just lie still for a few minutes. I'll be with you. Don't get scared, Lil. Just me knocking a hole through the back of this thing to get out.
There we are. Well, you certainly did have you tied up all right and ready. Wait now, I'll untie these ropes.
Oh, you'll never know how glad I am to see you alive and in the flesh. I gave you up for dead a couple of weeks ago.
They tied some tricky knots in these ropes. Sorry, I haven't got a knife to cut you loose.
Take your time. I'm better off lying down for a while. I don't think my legs would hold me up. Still pretty darn shaky after that narrow escape.
Well, I should think you would be. The repulsive-looking high priest hovering over you with that long ceremonial knife. Boy, I just got him in time.
How did you manage it, Jim?
Well, I cut a small hole in front of the idol, just big enough to aim and fire an arrow through. took the piece I'd cut out and put it back, so when the high priest stepped up on the platform, he wouldn't notice anything wrong. Oh, there you are. All free now. You want to try sitting up?
No, I'll rest a few minutes. Go ahead with your story.
Well, as I was saying, I cut the hole and replaced the piece I had cut out and then waited. Every once in a while, I moved the cutout piece enough to see what was going on. I saw the natives tie you up and then carry you and put you up on the altar. And I got my bow and arrow ready and waited for the high priest to put himself directly in front of the hole I had cut out. As soon as he put himself directly in the line of fire, I knocked the piece out of the hole and put the arrow pointer, drew back the bowstring and let go.
I couldn't figure out what had happened. I saw him waving the knife above me, and when he was ready to strike, I closed my eyes and waited for the blow. Gosh, seemed like hours. I heard him cry out and then the sound of his body falling. I opened my eyes just in time to see old Nala grab the knife and start jabbering as she rushed toward me with the knife poised ready to strike. Then she screamed and fell forward, just missing me by inches. What puzzles me is how you got hurt.
I didn't. That was Kolu.
Kolu?
Mm-hmm.
Kolu? I thought he was dead. Lost in that battle down by the river.
So did I, Lil. But one day when I was following the trail which you so cleverly left behind after those natives captured you, I was surprised to see a shadow across my trail. I swung around ready to fight. And, well, there to my surprise stood Kolu. Well, we got together and planned a silent reign of terror. First against the guards with bows and arrows.
Oh, and that's what gave us hope that you were still alive and were working hard to rescue us. But when the attack stopped and nothing else happened, we gave up for lost.
Well, we switched our field of operations from the village to this place. We carefully worked out a plan of surprise attack and then took a long chance that it'd be successful. We found this idol was hollow inside. There was no way to get in. So Kolu cut an opening in the back big enough for me to get in. Then we cut an opening in the front, as I told you.
But what happened to Kolu? Where is he now?
Well, we had to attack on two fronts to prevent any slip-up. If I missed, Kolu was ready to strike. Mm-hmm. He was stationed up in a big tree just over there to our right. Well, he was ready to fire away from up there. So when I got the high priest, and then old Nala threatened, Kolu got her. He got her from his point of vantage, high up in the trees there.
I have to hand it to him. He's surely a whiz with a bow and arrow. Even Robin Hood in all his glory couldn't beat that long bow shot of his. He saved my life.
Well, Lil, it's all over now. That is, for the time being. He scared the devil out of those natives, and they're taken to the jungle at top speed, but we can't afford to get careless. They're liable to get fresh courage, come back, and counterattack. So, young lady, if you're feeling up to it, you'd better round up our scattered forces and head out of here in a big hurry.
Okay. Guess I can make it now. How about lending a hand and pulling me up so I can test the strength of my leg?
Okay, here. Catch hold. You ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, and up. There. Swell. Now put your feet down and see if you can walk.
Hmm. Well, I guess I can just about make it if you put your arm around me and give me a little support.
Fair enough. Yeah, how's that?
Fine.
Let's try it. Good. Oh, I see young Stacy and his wife down there. Let's go and see how they're coming along.
Right you are. Take it easy and I'll soon be all right.
While Jungle Jim has been rescuing Lil, young Stacy has been trying to restore his wife to some small state of normalcy. But still gripped in the spell of the strange fever, she still can't grasp the dramatic importance of the recent thrilling rescue. Young Stacy tries hard to restore her reason.
Helen. Helen, dear, stay here with me. Everything will be all right now. Helen, dear, listen to me. Look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your husband. Helen, dear, try to remember.
Why did they stop believing? Why did they all run away? Bring back the music. I want to hear the music again.
All right, Helen, dear. You stay here with me. Just sit here with me and we'll take care of you. We'll get you the music if you want it, but just stay here for a while.
But the music, it doesn't come back. They've taken away the music.
Here, Helen. You just lie down here on the grass, and soon the music will come back. There we are. That's it. Lie down. There. That's good.
Hello, Casey. Glad to see you and your wife all safe and around.
Oh, I'm certainly glad to see you, Jim. Although I shouldn't be. If it hadn't been for my headstrong high-handedness, all this might never have happened.
Oh, forget it. You've got the future to look forward to now. And remember, we're not out of danger yet. We've got to put plenty of distance between us and those natives before morning.
How's Helen, Casey? She's still in that mad fever?
Yes, Mr. Rill. She still raves about wanting music. I thought all this excitement might bring her out of that spell, but, you see, she's still just as bad off as ever.
She appears to have become a lot quieter than she was. Suppose you let me see what I can do. I was able to bring her out of it once.
Go ahead, Lil. See what you can do. Quickly. We can't afford to lose any time. As soon as Kolo gets here, I want to start moving.
Okay, Jim. I'll do my best. Jim. Jim, Stacy. Quick, she's unconscious. I think she's...
What has happened to the unfortunate Helen Stacy? Has her jungle mad fever taken a turn for the worse and incapacitated her for travel? How is this unfortunate delay going to affect the escape of Jungle Jim and his friends from the jungle infested by the bloodthirsty, moon-worshipping natives? Can Jungle Jim and his brave little party make good their escape burdened by the care and carrying of a sick woman? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And look for the new adventure and comic strip entitled The Phantom, now being featured in full color in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in. Thank you.